Blog Talk Radio.
Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. And I'd like to welcome you to Sister for this very last Wednesday, December 30th, 2020. Now, at the top of the program, you heard First Lady Erica Campbell singing, "I Need a Little More Jesus." Now, saints of God, I'm your host, Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm here with my beautiful sister and co-host, Evangelist Michelle Scott. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So right now, we're going to ask Evangelist Michelle to come forth and take us to the throne room in prayer. Amen.
Well, thank you, Bishop. If we could all just close our eyes and bow our head as we come humbly before the throne of grace. Lord God, I come before you and your throne. I come boldly, Father God, first just thanking you for all that you have done for us and just blessing you and thanking you and thanking you for allowing me to stand in the gap for your people tonight, Father God. I thank you for all that you have done and all that you are yet to do, Father God. I thank you for everything that has been done up until this point in this year, Father God. I thank you for our health and our strength, Father God. I thank you for the activity of all of our limbs, Father God, whether it be great or whether it be minor, Father God. We just are so grateful, Father God, and we just magnify you and just thank you for being so amazing and loving us, Father God. Right now, I just lift up all of the needy to you, Lord Jesus. I lift up all of the sick and shut-in all over the world, Father God. I lift up all of the homeless, Father God. I lift up all the hopeless and those that have no love in their life, Father God. I just ask that you would just rain down your loving grace on them and let them just feel your loving embrace right now, Father God. I just ask that you just let every person that has lost someone, Father God, whether it be to COVID or anything, Father God, that you would just be that comforting spirit that they could just feel right now, Father God, and know that you said you never leave us or forsake us, Father God, and that you are there comforting them even in their time of loneliness right now, Father God. I ask that you be there for that widow and that widower right now, Father God.
I ask, Lord, that
you be there and just comfort them, Father God, like none other, Father God. We know that during the holidays they become very lonesome, Father God. So we just ask that you be that comforter
touch
for
Jesus.
Them right now, Lord Jesus. Touch them in a way that only you can touch, Father God. Lord Jesus, I ask that you just bless this nation and its capital and all of the leaders of the nation, Father God, and the nation's capital. Bless them to do the right things in the new year, Father God. Bless them to be and do right by all the people of the world, Father God. We ask that all of the children do well in school. We know that things are different now because they're doing things on the computer. So when they come off of their break, we ask that they go into the next semester and do their best, Father God, and you just be there with them, Father God. Be with their parents and to get with this system. We know that it's hard for everyone, so we just ask that you be there for them. Help those that are having problems with their housing and their homes and their property, Father God. Be there with them. Help them to take advantage of these programs that are out there so that they won't lose their properties, Father God. We ask that you just make way for them, Father God. We ask that all of our firefighters and the military forces be just more encouraged, that we just give them more encouragement during these times right now, Father God, and just help them in any way, Lord God. Just bring loving power and grace upon them and send all of the things that they need right now,
Lord.
Father God.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that power and grace be sent upon them, Father God. We ask that you bring everything we need to this network, Father God, that we can continue to bless your people and give them an encouraging word as we close out this year and go into the new year, Father God. Give us more encouraging topics and things that they need, Father God.
Jesus.
Bless the woman of God of the ministry, Bishop Cook, Father God.
Oh,
help her
you,
to continue to lift up the servant leaders. And
yes,
lift up her,
please.
Father God, so we know that
in the name of Jesus,
in times as well, Father God, and just continue to pour in her and all the servant leaders that are a part
Thank
of the spirit
you, yes,
life.
Lord. Please, Lord.
Father God, bless this broadcast on tonight that we might touch
yes,
someone.
Jesus.
They would cry, what must they do to be saved? It's in Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Again, my sister and I would like to just welcome you to our year-end review and night of prayer. Now, as many of you know, 2020 has been a doozy of a year. Amen. Because it seems like to me what 2020 had became was just a series of one rolling disaster after another, beginning with the killing of George Floyd, the burning down of California by wildfires, this acrimonious political campaign that was just marred by mudslinging and baseless allegation and fraud and allegations of illegal voting. And we have been in the worst pandemic the world has seen in more than 100 years. The saints of God, in the midst of these tragedies, there was courage, there was grace, there was sacrifice, and there was hope. And there were people faced with the very worst of things rising to the occasion and showing the world the very best that was in them. Mm. Now, this was not the greatest year of all, and some of us would not we're not going to, when we think about 2020, we might not have the fondest memories. But I came to remind us on tonight that we are still here and we are still standing by the grace of God. Now, I understand that if some of us would have known what 2020 would have had in store, we would have passed. Because I'm sure that none of us imagined what we would have had to endure this past year. Oh, yes, now, indeed, there were signs. There were some signs. You know, we've had systematic racism and the death of way too many black men at the hands of white officers for a while now.
Yes.
And there's no signs of that slowing down. Again, we spent half the year looking at watching the wildfires in the West, burning up California, Oregon, and Washington. We watched the hurricanes around the world.
Yes.
And we also watched an increasingly volatile climate that continues to menace an overheated earth that continues to run a fever. This year, we've sadly said goodbye to many notable celebrities. In January, we lost our star, Kobe Bryant, in a helicopter crash along with eight other people, including his daughter, Gianna. We have lost pilgrims, pioneers of the civil rights movement, when we lost John Lewis and C.T. Vivian.
Yes.
The year 2020 was not what any of us expected. We have been bombarded with the fallout of the coronavirus.
Yes.
There seems to be some of everything connecting itself with the coronavirus. We have COVID depression. We have COVID fatigue. We have COVID, all kind of COVID
trauma.
Syndromes and drama.
Yes.
We had to sit back and watch the southern border humanitarian crisis. We had to sit back and watch little children being ripped from their parents.
Yes.
We watched the earthquakes around the world.
Yes.
And the hurricanes. We watched we're watching the civil unrest, including most recently the bombing in Nashville.
Yes.
So, saints of God, the year 2020 was not what any of us expected. Excuse me. And even as we enter a new year, I want you to know that the effects of this past year is lingering and doubts continue. So tonight, my sister and I, we came to ask you a question. How are you preparing yourself for 2021? So let me begin by... All right, thank you. This year, the devil is a liar. I don't know what Blog Talk was doing, but I pulled that baby, that bad boy right back. Excuse me, saints of God.
Amen.
Now, my question is, because Flathead is sure trying to be the prince of the airwaves tonight, but it's not going to work. How are we preparing ourselves for 2021? So I want us to begin by praying. We should be looking forward with expectation to the fact that God delights in answering our prayers. The Word of God says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, it will be opened. That's what it declares in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8. So the Bible encourages us to approach God boldly in prayer.
Yeah.
You see, it says, when we pray according to God's will, we can come before him boldly, not based on who we are or what we've done, but based on who Christ is and what he has already accomplished for us by his life, death, resurrection, and exaltation back up there to Jesus.
Amen.
And because Jesus is now ruling at the Father's right hand, Jesus is the one in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. When we approach God with boldness based on the work of Christ, oh, hallelujah, these prayers please God to no end. But what does praying boldly look like? Well, I just told you. Jesus invites us to ask, seek, and knock. See, we are to persistently ask God for things that will glorify him. We are to seek earnestly in prayer those things that honor God. We are to urgently knock on the doors of heaven for those things that will advance God's kingdom. And when we take such joy in God, at his glory. The Bible reminds us that God will give us the desires of our hearts. And as we begin this new year, my sister and I invite you to pray with us with boldness. We want you to make big requests of God that will bring him glory. We want you to ask God to do big things in the midst of others that will advance his kingdom and purposes. Now, we are going to have a prayer meeting tonight, and I have some things that I am going to ask us to pray about. But right now, I want some of you to be, I want everybody to take this right here to prayer, and then we're going to go over to our Christian reporter on the street, Evangelist Michelle. So, this is what I want everybody to put on their prayer list and be thinking about this as Evangelist Michelle comes. We want all of our listeners to have a better understanding of who they're talking to and who they're talking about. That's Jesus.
Yes.
We want all our listeners to learn how to have an attitude of gratitude and just thank God. This year, we want to ask all of our listeners to ask for God's will to be manifested in their lives.
Yeah.
And we want you to be able to say what you need. God already knows what you need and what you want, so there's no need to go up there, you know, kind of going and skirting around what your needs or skirting around your wants. Just go up there and ask for what you need.
Yes, Lord.
And then we want all of our listeners to learn how to ask for forgiveness. When we find ourselves falling short, we want everyone to learn how to go to God and ask for forgiveness with a sincerity like none before. And we want all our listeners to be able to pray with friends. We want you to be able to pray according to the word. And we want you to have a better understanding of God's word by studying and meditating in that word. So, what say you, Evangelist Michelle, our Christian reporter on the street?
Well, I say that as servant leaders and just as children of God, we need to, like, say if you're a parent as myself, we need to, in not just in the new year, but just period, we need to gather up our children and instill prayer in them early on. There's too many children that don't even know how to pray.
Come on,
so
sis.
We as parents need to get back to that old saying, if it's not broke, we don't need to fix it. Mama used to get us and grandma used to get us, and before we would go to bed, we would pray. I go to so many relatives' homes, you know, before COVID, and I don't even see these little kids saying their prayers anymore before they go to bed. Let's get back to that. Let's get back to the basics and teach these kids,
Amen.
You know, how to pray before they go to bed. You know,
yes.
Cover them so they can cover themselves before they go to sleep. You know, parents, we need to put this back into the daily norm. You know, they have their bath. You give them their story time, and then let's pray. Cover the whole family.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We need to get back into what we used to do when we were coming up. You know, everybody used to laugh and say when you go to the church and they used to be on the mourner's bench. Nothing wrong with it. We need to get back to that. If and when we get back into the churches, let's get back into fasting and praying as a whole.
Amen.
Fasting and praying as a whole church. Fasting and praying and getting back on that mourning bench. And when those brothers and sisters have issues in the home or with their kids, let's pray as a family. We say that the church is a family, then the family should be able to come and come to the church as a family and not be afraid of letting everyone know that, look, I'm having an issue at home with my child, and we should be able to lift that child up in prayer as a family, pray for them as a family. Whatever's going on, if you need a job, if you're lacking in something, something's going on, we should be able to lift one another up in prayer. Even through this
Amen.
COVID, we should be able to call one another. Pastors, get out your members' numbers and call and check on them. Don't be going and passing the buck to your deacons and some of your other ministers. If you're the pastor, you need to be praying for your members yourself, especially when you have congregation that's mostly of elders. They want to hear from their pastor. They don't want to hear 9 times out of 10 from the deacons. I mean, they don't mind hearing from them, but they want to hear from you as well. So we got to get back to loving one another, praying for one another, lifting one another up, and instilling this in the young children, and then each one teach one, and let's let it catch fire. Let's let this catch and be contagious like this COVID. Let's let prayer for one another be contagious like COVID is contagious.
Hallelujah.
You know,
that's
Hallelujah. What we do. So that's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm spreading out here on the streets. And I want it to spread like wildflowers out here on the streets. I want everybody to catch it from city to city, from state to state. And I want it
country
to catch
to country.
Like COVID. Yes, that's right, sis. I want it to catch like COVID. I want prayer to catch like COVID. I want love to catch like COVID.
Yeah.
You know, I want sisterhood and brotherhood to catch. You know, I just want us to just have this love for one another and this prayer for one another. We say that we're one big family and we're all striving for the same thing, and that's to get to heaven. So let's act like it. Let's act like
Amen.
It. Let's stop talking about it and let's be about it.
Let's be
In
about
Jesus
it.
Name,
hey.
The 2021, here we come.
Yes, we're going to get it done in two. Hallelujah. We're going to get it done in 2021. And I know we already, look, Satan already mad. Okay, he don't
He's
try
upset.
To close down. He upset with us because he knows we're not playing. We're excited about carrying the gospel to the world. We're excited about our listeners who are learning and growing and being delivered and transformed. We are excited. We do love one another. Hallelujah. We do pray
Amen.
For one another. Hallelujah. There is not a servant leader at Spirit Alive that I won't call and say, look, I'm having one of them days. You need to pray me back up off this cliff, okay? Because, yes, you know, I would just call somebody because I'm not going to let the devil shred me like weed. And I have the help of the prayers of the righteous.
Hallelujah.
For what?
Hallelujah.
You know, some of us got to, before we can really start praying, first of all, before we pray tonight, everybody, you know, we want you to understand when we go to the Lord, we've got to go to the Lord with a sincere, repentant heart.
Yes.
We've got to go to the Lord recognizing who he is, his power, his might, his excellency. We need to go to the Lord with thanksgiving. See, I hear us going up there.
Yeah.
We go up there, saints of God, and we ask for a lot of stuff. But I say in 2021, let's stop asking for stuff that God has already said he has made it so.
Uh-huh.
And start praying for some of these things that's going to get people delivered.
Amen.
On the for real. You know, we don't have to ask God, Lord, if it's your will for me to be healed, heal me. He is a healer.
Okay.
So why would he not heal you? Why are we praying? You know what I'm saying? Why are we continually praying to God for healing when we're already healed? He said, by my stripes,
Amen.
You're healed.
Yes.
Why are we praying for things that we already have when we need to be praying for things that is going to get somebody delivered?
Amen.
You know, we pray for material things. Oh, Lord, I just want to pay the bill. Oh, Lord, I just want to prosper. I just want to be able to prosper so I can bless other people. Why are we praying for
He's
something
gonna...
that God has already given us? Prosper. You prosper as
Amen.
Your soul prospers.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need any prophet anywhere to tell me or pray over me prosperity when God has already told me I have prosperity. If I belong to him and he owns all the cattle on all the hills, if he created everything because he Elohim, excuse me?
Amen.
I'm looking like Jesus was up on the top of that mountain when Satan came up there trying to give him something that already belonged to him. Huh? How you going to give me something that I already have? Saints of God, we need to pray more effectively in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
We got to say what we want on it for real. Amen. We got to get specific.
Amen.
You know, now, because I know, you know, just from experience and being in ministry for so long, I have dealt with many a sister who comes to me all upset about their husband. Okay. Well, you know, and I said, well, what did you pray for? I prayed for a husband. I said, sister, you got to be specific.
Thank you.
Because, see, you can get a husband, and that husband can beat you, mistreat you, misuse you. But now, if you want a godly husband,
man,
who's going to treat you like Christ treats the church, that's what you should have prayed for.
Yeah.
And then that's what you would have got. You see, we
Amen.
Shortchange ourselves because of our own prayer life. Some of us believe, you know, we know that we ain't all the way right. Okay, let's just keep it real. So when we go up to the Lord, we not really praying. We're praying on a hope. You know, we're like, let it go through. Let this prayer go through. We're not going boldly to the throne. And I'm telling you today, to get that thing right within yourself, all you need to do is repent and go on in that throne room and sit down and have your talk with the Lord.
Amen.
That's all you have to do. See, that's a mind game that the devil plays with us. You know, he knows we want to be holy because our Father God is holy. So when we're not all the way holy, when we're falling short in the area, he tries to tell us, oh, you know, ain't no need of you even going up there. You know, you still upset with so-and-so-and-so. You, hey, what you going up there for? You know, you still worrying about what Sister Jenkins doing over there, what she has. What you going up to the Lord for? And our answer should be, I'm going up there to tell the Lord to fix me.
Amen.
That's what I'm finna do.
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to repent of my sin, and I'm going to pray like I've never prayed before. So, saints of God, in 2021, this is going to be a year of prayer. You need to start your day with prayer. You need to pray continually. And I know we're saying it. Oh, we need to pray without ceasing. We need to pray without ceasing. And then we don't, you know, we some of us do good if we say hello to the Lord in the daytime.
Amen.
Let's just keep it real. The time has come when the people of God need to set aside time each and every day to review what God has done and give thanks and to allow his Holy and to meditate on some part of his word to get your day started so that you can pray and go on about your day.
Amen.
We have got to get real. We have got to get right. We have got to go to God with the right heart, the right mindset, and in the right spirit. He is not a magician. He is not Santa Claus. And you cannot manipulate God the way you manipulate man. He is not Monty Python. He is not Let's Make a Deal. He's not the Let's Make a Deal man. He's God. So tonight I'm going to ask the mighty servant leaders, and we do have most of the family is here tonight. So, and I see Mother Mattie and Mother Givens. We're going to get them in. Oh, you know, we always include them in on everything. And I see Sister Charlotte. I see my folks that are all sitting up in the house praising God with us tonight. But I have some subjects that I want the Spirit of Life family to pray about. And I want them to pray about it thoroughly. And I have a reason for asking certain people to pray certain things because I know their heart. But God, you know, and I know you can tell their heart by the way they operate in Christ. So I'm going to start, amen, with my little sister, Evangelist Michelle. What I want you to do, sweetheart, is to start this prayer night by praying for all the listeners and all the servant leaders' prayer life. Pray from the bottom to the top and the top to the bottom. Everything that needs to be prayed concerning our prayer life.
Okay. Oh, Father God, I just come to you right now, just lifting up all of your servant leaders right now, Father God. I'm lifting up anybody that's claiming you, Father God. Anybody that's claiming to praise you, that's claiming to teach, that's claiming to honor you, Father God. And I ask that you would just bless them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet right now, Father God. I ask that you would just clean their minds out right now of anything that's not of you, Lord Jesus. I ask that you would just wipe it clean and fill it with all righteousness right now, Father God. Fill their mind with all spiritual things, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
That could help right now, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
help them, Lord Jesus, in the new year to help people, Lord God, not to hinder,
yes.
Lord God, and to just bring people to you, Lord Jesus. I ask
yes.
that they would just draw all men, women, boys, and girls to you, Father God. I ask that they would just be a shining light that
yes.
people would just draw to them, Father God, and ask them what must they do to be saved, and they would have a good word for them, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank
I
you,
ask
Jesus.
That they would have a positive word for them, and if any man, woman, boy, or girl would come to them and say that they feel the Lord is calling them into the ministry, Lord God, I ask that that servant leader would have a kind heart.
Well,
Lord Jesus, that they would have a kind heart and would pull that man, woman, boy, or girl into their heart.
Yes, Jesus.
And
amen.
Help encourage them and
pray.
Teach them.
Yes,
your
Lord,
word,
in the name
Father
of
God.
Jesus.
They would
thank
encourage
you.
Them, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
and they
Lord.
Would not hinder them, Lord God. We know some, they get weary,
on.
Lord Jesus. So we ask that they would not get weary in this, but they would just encourage that man, woman, boy,
yes,
or girl.
Yes, and just pray.
They would
amen.
Lift them up, Lord Jesus. And
yes.
they would draw them to you. They would bring
yes,
them to
Lord
their
God.
Bosom and just teach
we
them all
pray.
That they
yes.
need, leaving out nothing, Lord Jesus. But they would just
yes.
bring them and teach them all of that they know. And that they don't know, Lord Jesus, they would go out and get it and bring it back to them. Oh,
yes,
Lord God,
Lord,
I just ask that you would just lift them up right now.
Right.
All around the
Jesus.
World. Anybody just that's claiming you yes. right now and trying
yes,
to
Church
teach your
Jesus.
Children, that's trying to bring your children home to you, Father God, that when they leave this earth, they would have an eternal home with you.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Them
amen.
Right now, Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
Bind them with you, Father God.
Yes.
Encourage them, Father God. Love them, Father God. We know it sometimes get hard, so we ask that you just love them and
yes, touch right
them
now, Jesus.
Cradle them, Father God, in the midnight
amen.
Hour.
Yes, Lord.
Nobody is there for them, Lord Jesus. We ask that you be that one that they can just feel
yes,
your presence
Lord God.
All around them,
yes,
Lord Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Be
hallelujah,
that mother
amen.
That they might not have. Be that father that they may not have, that
amen.
Brother or that sister that they
thank
need,
you,
Father
Jesus.
God.
Amen.
Be everything that they need, Father God. Encourage them when they need encouragement,
yes, Lord.
Father God.
Pray.
Lift
them lift up,
them
Jesus.
Up. Please, Lord Jesus, on every leaning side, be
amen.
There for them, Father God.
Yes,
in the midnight
amen.
Hour,
thank
we
you, Jesus.
Ask that you just pull them close. We know that it gets so weary sometimes. They
all
feel
right
that
now.
Nobody
amen.
Understands them. So we ask that you just say, I am he. I understand
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I am
we thank you, Lord.
You.
We thank you,
they
Lord.
May
amen.
I not understand you, but I. We ask that you put that man or that woman
yes,
in their life.
Lord.
You give them that bishop or that prophet or that prophetess.
Give them the prayer warrior, Lord. Give them the prayer warrior.
Give them somebody
yes.
that'll be there to encourage them, Father God.
In the
we
name
know
of Jesus.
Everybody needs somebody down here, so we ask
Amen.
You to give them that person that they need that can be there for them. Everybody
Amen.
Needs somebody,
Thank
Father
you, Lord.
God. Give them that angel of protection around. Build up hedges
Amen.
Of protection
Thank
around
you,
their
Jesus.
Mind that nothing can penetrate through them, Father God.
Amen.
No bad, evil will can get to them, Father God. Protect their minds, their hearts, their bodies,
Thank
and
you,
their
Lord.
Souls, Father God.
In
Let
the name of Jesus.
Have an encouraging word. For your people
Amen.
Down here, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All
Thank you, Jesus.
World,
Amen.
Lifting up every man all around the world, every woman all
Amen.
Around the world that's trying
you,
to
Jesus.
Bring your children home to you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Be
Jesus.
Be that
Amen.
Water that they need. Be that morsel
yes.
of bread that they need when they're hungry,
yes,
Father
Jesus.
God.
Amen.
Be that encouragement that they need to give to some lost soul along the way.
Amen.
That
thank you, Jesus.
What they need. Oh, Jesus,
Amen.
I just love you
thank
and I thank you and I just honor you and
Amen.
I ask you to
Hallelujah.
Do that
Amen.
For me. It's in Jesus' name I pray and ask it all and lift you up forevermore, Jesus. Amen.
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 Let the people of God say amen. Hallelujah. We
amen.
Have in the house a man, a mighty man of God, and I know that his heart is always on discipleship. So I'm going to ask Apostle Edwin Holloway to come on in the room and pray for discipleship. Pray, hallelujah, that the people of God will be actually discipled in 2021. Amen. So come
amen.
On in the room, Apostle. And pray for those.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God of heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father God, we come before your throne this evening, God, and we lift up all your people around the world, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just asking you, oh Lord, to send the people, oh God, who know, God, send them out, oh God, to disciple your people, God, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
Lord.
Oh,
there are people out here hurting, God,
yes.
and they need to know that you are the God of Abraham, Isaac,
yes,
and Jacob.
Lord. Thank
that
you,
you are the God, that you are a healer, that you are a way maker,
yes.
that you are the Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that
yes.
you are Jehovah yes. Nissi, Jehovah Kenyu, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Rapha. Mm. God, you are God. And
now.
We know that all things are working together for our good. And Lord, they
yes.
need to know, God, they need to go, know mm. that they are, that all they need to do is to come forth and give their hearts to the Lord. God, we asking
yes.
you to send out, oh God, the evangelists. God,
yes.
send out the ministers.
Yes.
Send out, oh
yes.
God. The missionaries, oh God. Lord, send them out, oh God, that they may speak to these people and draw them. God, we're just asking you to reach your hand out and draw, God. You said, if I be lifted up, I shall draw all men unto me. So, Father God, we're lifting you up tonight that you will draw. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God, that these people out here in 2021 will see and hear and know that they are that God, you are God,
yes,
and that you still that
yes.
you are still a wonder, that you are still healing. You still
yes,
are doing
Lord.
What you do best, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just asking you to perk us up, oh God, that we
yes.
will speak, oh God, and that our light will shine, your light will shine
yes.
through
yes.
us, oh God. That
yes.
they may see your good works and glorify God, which is in heaven, so that they will come and say, what must I do to be saved? So, Father God,
yes,
we
in
thank
Jesus
you,
name.
God,
Hallelujah.
For your,
Amen.
Your salvation. Oh, God,
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You, thank God,
you,
God for your son who came and died on Calvary's Hill, that we might. That we are able to come before you and be reconciled back to you. So, Father God, we thank you for your power, your anointing, God, to draw, oh God, all
yes,
men unto
Jesus.
You, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
Amen.
2021, God, do it for us, oh God. Do it for your people.
Hallelujah. Do it, Lord.
Oh God.
Amen. In the name
of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. And we will give you, we will give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That was good right there. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to ask, since we're already down in Arizona, I'm going to ask Prophetess to come forth. And Prophetess, what I want you to do is I want you to cover our young people for 2021. Pray for our people to come to the Lord as never before. Please, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hayara bojana la 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 bosiki bojande. Ye garabasa yara bosiki bojande. Ho garabasa la 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 bosi. God, we just thank you. We praise you, Father God, as we come before you, Father God. We thank you for your son, Father God. We thank you for drawing the young people, God. God, we just thank you for covering them in the world as it is today, Father God. God, we just thank you that as you're drawing them unto you, Father God, that you're giving them a mind to be saved, an excitement, Father God. To know you, to know your son, Father God. We just ask that you would touch the young people everywhere, Father God. Protect them, Father God. Save them, Father God. They think they're grown, but they don't know. They haven't experienced the life that we know it, Father God. And we know what they're up against, oh God. Hey, God, we just ask that you would protect them on their journey of life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hey, God, that they would have a heart for you, a heart for your son, a heart to be filled with the Holy Ghost, Father God. Hey, God, that they would be a witness unto you, even in the school grounds, the school places, Father God, as they're allowed to go to the schools, oh God, even over their the Zoom, God, the Zoom classes, that they will be a witness unto you, Father God,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, God,
in
we just thank you for them. Thank you for raising them up unto you. We declare
Lord.
It is decree that in 21, Father God, instead of them facing their mind on fun, Father God,
Lord.
They'll be facing their mind on your son, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you that it's all about your son in 2021.
Yes, Lord God.
God, we thank you and we
thank
praise
you,
for doing it for him. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Father God, that they... And they will be a light unto the world and a blessing to their parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for covering them with the blood of Jesus. God, we just thank you and we praise you, Father God.
Yes,
we're giving
Lord.
You
Amen.
All the praise,
Hallelujah,
the glory,
Jesus.
And the honor in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just praise you right
Thank
now for
you,
doing
Lord.
It,
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
You have the young
Amen.
People in mind. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Thank you,
Lord.
Father
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you,
Thank
Holy
you,
Ghost,
Jesus.
For doing the work. And Father God, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor
Amen.
In the name of your Son, Jesus
Yes, we do.
Christ.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Pastor Jeffrey, would you please come into the room now? And I want you, my brother, to pray for the men of this world, to pray that the men of this world would stand in their rightful place and cover their families, be meaningful in their communities. Father, I just pray as the Spirit leads you, my brother, from the top to the bottom and the bottom to the top, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Our Father and our God, we come to you this evening thanking you for this time right now. We thank you for this opportunity to come to your throne of grace, Father God. We come right now just lifting up the men of this world to you, Father God. We the men that you created, we would ask that you just allow them to see that you created each and every one of them for a purpose, Father God, that they have a purpose in their life, Father God, and we just ask that you can continue to shine that light on the path that they can, that we all can walk, Father God, that we can learn our purpose on our journey, Father God, and we know that you allow things to happen and to come to us for a purpose. And we know that that purpose is to make us stronger in you. And, Father God, we want to be more like you. We want to live the way you want us to live. We want to talk the way you want us
Lord,
to talk.
Come on.
We want to walk the way that you want us to
yes,
walk.
Jesus.
We want to be those
yes,
men.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
And Father God, just help us to get into your word and study so we can
yes, Lord
see
God.
Where we need to stand. See where we are supposed to stand. See how we are supposed to stand, Father God. We just need to know what to do. We don't know what to do unless you tell us, Father God, and you speak
right.
to us through
Amen.
Your word
Hallelujah.
And through prayer.
Yes,
and Father God, just continue to work on our minds and our hearts that we can study your word so we might not sin against thee, Father
against
God.
Thee.
And that,
yes,
that,
Lord
that
God.
Can,
help us,
we
Jesus.
We can study to show ourselves approved unto you, a workman that needeth not be ashamed of the gospel, rightly dividing the word of truth. Father God,
yes,
we want
Lord.
To stand strong in your army. We want to stand strong in your word, Father God. Just continue to brace us up where we're torn down. When we are going through situations as men, help us to keep your word in our heart that we can do
yes,
the right
Lord.
Thing, that we can say the right thing. Father God,
yes,
we just
Lord.
Ask that as men, as brethren, we can just stand up and be there for one another in Christian love, Father God, in the way that you called us to be. When we see a man down, we can help pick a man up, and when a man sees us down, we can pick one another up, Father God, in your name. We can give somebody
yes.
a word, whatever is necessary, Father God. Always continue to keep us close to you, Father God.
Yes,
please
Jesus, amen.
Keep us close to you so we can just show and we can present our bodies that living sacrifice, Father God. We just want to be what you called us to be, not what we think that we should be, because we know what you called us to be is even greater than we could even imagine. And if we
yes,
stand in your
Father
will,
God, hallelujah, we
word,
thank
Father God,
you.
We know that you can keep us, you can build us up
yes,
to a point
Jesus.
Where we never even imagined that we could be, Father God.
Hallelujah.
You know, greater for us
Pray,
than
brother.
We could ever imagine, and we just thank you, Father God.
Thank
we
you, Lord
ask
God.
Right now that you just continue to be with us. Continue
yes,
to save
Lord.
Us, continue to guide us, continue to lead us as we walk and navigate through this world of obstacles and situations that may be happening, but help us to stand strong in your word. We know that we need
yes.
to stand somewhere, and standing on your word is the best place to stand, Father God. We know that standing in your word, standing on your word, we won't fail. We won't fail, and we won't move out, Father God, because we know that your way is the way. And we just
Amen.
Want to do your will, Father God. Just
yes.
continue to please keep us strong and continue to keep us together. For it's in Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mother Givens, would you please honor us by lifting up a prayer for the sick and the shut-in, and then we're going to go to Mother Mattie, and I want to have her to pray for our elders. So, Mother Givens, would you honor us, please, ma'am, with a prayer for the sick?
Yes, Hello? Hello?
Yes, you're here. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the love and protection you have shown to me and my family. And Father,
yes,
I hope that we will be able to respect each other and become one in Christ and show
yes
more love to each other and reach out to
yes
offer your help where there's need. And especially
yes
to
Lord
our elders and the sick and the shut-ins, they would love
yes
to have us call them and give
mm
and show that love and that protection for them. Father, they are in need as we are. And I pray that in 2021, it will bring more of the unsaved to Christ. And I
yes
pray that God show
yes
me
yes
keep my heart clean and give me the wisdom to lift up others and to let us show more love. And
yes,
where there is
Lord
need, and where there is doubt and where there is sorrow, God, please speak to all of us and bring us
yes
close
Lord
to you. And Father, please protect us in the coming years so that we will be able to reach out and touch others again. And I
yes
pray so much
yes
for especially Mrs. Lee, Sister Lee. She has been in the hospital, but thank God she's home. And not only
hallelujah
her, there are many of other members of the church and other churches that are in need of prayer. I pray for those who have lost loved ones. And this
yes
is a time of need that we all need each other and to bring each other closer. And most
yes
of all,
ma'am,
please go into the hospitals where the COVID has just taken over
mm
and protect
mm
those that are there. And please thank you, Lord,
yes
for what you've
Lord
done.
Yes.
And protect me and my family and those around us who have not had this dreadful disease. And I pray that you will wipe it away. Thank you, Lord, and I hope that,
yes,
and I know that you will answer the prayers because you always do. I love you and love each of you who are listening, and amen.
Amen,
amen,
amen. Mother Matty, come on in the room in your own way and lift up the elders, lift up, for, lift, pray for wisdom for 2021, my darling mother.
Happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you, Mother.
Yes. Father God, I come for your holy, beautiful, glad grace, Lord, as humble as I know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your many, many blessings, Lord, because you're worthy to be praised, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you have done. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing now. And I thank you, Lord, for what you will do, Lord, because you're just
yes
worthy to be praised. Lord, I lift up the elders to you, Lord. I lift up the elders. Because if it wasn't for the elders, the younger people would not be here. We thank God for the elders, the words of wisdom, the word of wisdom to the young people. We
oh,
lift up the elders because
yes, Lord,
even our parents before us raised us,
yes,
raised
Jesus
us
thank
and,
you,
and
Lord
nurtured us. And showed us about you, Lord, and taught us, our parents taught us how to pray to you and your son, Lord. So I lift,
yes,
I lift up the elders. I lift up the elders, Lord. Bless them,
yes,
Lord. Bless them that they can continue to give words of wisdom to the younger generation. And it's your grace, Lord. It's your grace. When elders live to get 80, and beyond, Lord, that's your grace. That's your grace, because
mm-hmm
Lord, we are really not promised longevity, but
mm-hmm
it's your grace and your mercy, Lord, that allow us to live above and beyond, Lord. Mankind's lifespan is usually short, but
yes
with, you know, Lord, I lift up the elders. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Only
yes,
you can
Jesus
bless your children with longevity and
yes
wisdom,
Lord.
So I'm praying for wisdom, not only for the elders, but I'm praying
before
to bless everyone with wisdom. But
yes,
most
ma'am
of the
amen
elders,
hallelujah.
I'm lifting up the elders and help the elders to be strong, so they
yes
can carry the, so they can pass the torch on to the younger people.
Yes,
because,
hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the elders. I thank you, Lord, not only for the mothers, and the fathers, but the grandfathers and the grandmothers.
Yes,
and the great,
thank
great,
you,
great,
Jesus.
Great, great.
Thank
Lord,
you,
I
Jesus.
Thank you. I
thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Jesus. Lord.
Yes.
The elders right now. I lift up the elders
Amen.
Right now because they are precious too, Lord, in your faith.
Yes.
Thank you right now. Just thank you, Lord, for even for the elders of the church, the elders of the church are the backbone of the church. Lord, thank you.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. We
thank,
thank
you, Lord.
Jesus.
And I thank you for your wisdom, Lord, your discernment, your
yes,
love,
yes,
your heavenly
Jesus.
Protection, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Your grace, which is sufficient, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus,
we thank you. Amen.
Lord, and your mercy,
yes,
and your love,
Jesus.
Is so wonderful,
Lord.
Lord.
Yes,
Lord,
glory.
For all of this, for the elderly,
yes.
Lord. Continue
yes,
to
Jesus.
Bless the elderly, Lord. Continue
yes,
to bless
Lord.
Them as they be on this earth, Lord, to teach the
yes,
younger
Jesus.
Generation. About
yes,
you,
Jesus.
About
Hallelujah.
About the gospel, Lord. And Lord, I just thank
we
you
thank
right
you.
Now.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
You may be in convalescent hospitals, Lord.
Yes,
some
Lord.
Of them
we lift them
no
up,
people,
Jesus.
No relatives at all. Lord,
come on, Lord. Send help, Lord. Send help. Yes.
Us and a friend. Lord, I thank you, Lord, because you're working.
Yes,
you're working.
Jesus.
You said, Lord, you said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, I know that to be true. So I lift up the
yes.
elders right now. I lift them
Amen.
Up.
Amen.
Double
in Jesus'
double
name.
Lord. Because, Lord, that's your grace. That's your grace.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
With longevity, that's your grace, Lord. So
Hallelujah.
I just look at the elders
thank
right
you,
now,
Jesus.
Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the elders. Before
Amen.
Us,
Lord, Hallelujah.
I thank you right now.
Thank
and
you,
Father
Lord.
God,
Amen.
Jesus, I just thank you for all blessings. I just love you both, Father God. I just
Hallelujah.
Love you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Because you're worthy to be praised. You just,
yes.
you just worthy
Amen.
To be praised. I just love you both.
Thank you, Lord.
Both.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For you I live, Lord, and for you I die, because you're worthy. Giving you all
Hallelujah.
Honor, giving you all praise, and giving you all
in
glory.
Jesus'
so
name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And amen and amen. Glory. Glory to God. Amen. Now,
yes,
Apostle Zeta. Hallelujah. Apostle Zeta,
amen.
I
yes,
know
Lord.
You have a love for what is righteous, what is holy.
Yes, Lord.
So I want you to pray for Holy Ghost led. Evangelism in 2021.
Amen.
Holy Ghost led evangelism in 2021.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. I just thank you for this time of prayer that is so needed. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the prayers that have already gone up and those
yes,
prayers
Lord.
That I know you have already heard. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your righteousness. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we cannot operate in our own righteousness as leaders. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, and I know that we have to stand strong. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because there is a standard. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, and I pray for all leaders. All
yes,
of us
Lord.
That are leaders.
Yes,
those
Lord
that are
God.
Walking upright. Hallelujah.
Yes,
before
Jesus.
You, that they will continue walking upright before you.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
That they will continue seeking you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Everything that we do. Hallelujah. And
yes.
Say, Hallelujah. Because it is so important. Hallelujah. As we go forth. Hallelujah. Others are watching us. Others are listening to us. Others are
yes,
at what we do and how we do it and how we
yes,
stand.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us and other leaders. Hallelujah. To,
yes, Lord.
To walk worthy. Hallelujah.
Of the, yes.
In whatever vocation you have called
yes,
us
Lord.
Into.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. That
yes,
we
Lord.
Will go forth righteously. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the things that we do. that we will be mindful, hallelujah, that others are patterning their lives after us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That they must see you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Your lead.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That the world,
thank you, Jesus,
must see you in us, God, because
yes,
you
Lord.
Have raised
yes,
us
Lord.
Up to be your ambassadors. You have
yes,
raised us
Jesus.
Up, hallelujah, Lord, to do disciple training. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you have
Lord.
Raised us
yes,
up,
Lord.
Hallelujah, to teach those how to witness. Oh, God, hallelujah. So let us be right, hallelujah, in the things we do and how
yes,
we carry
Jesus.
Ourselves.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Help your leaders
yes,
everywhere
Lord,
to
God.
Be mindful. That all
yes.
things may be lawful, but they are not expedient. Hallelujah. There
yes,
are certain
yes,
things
yes,
that are
yes.
not becoming to your leaders, to your call leaders. Hallelujah. Help us to
remove
know,
it,
hallelujah,
oh God.
And to
hallelujah.
Walk upright. Hallelujah. Before,
yes, Jesus.
Before you, hallelujah, but also to walk upright before your people. In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus. In the
yes.
name of Jesus, that we might
yes,
be effective
Lord.
Leaders. In the name of
yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That hallelujah. People are reading us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As led epistles.
Hallelujah.
But hallelujah.
Yes,
help them
Lord
to
God.
Know, God, that what we speak, hallelujah,
it's
comes
true.
From you. And what
yes,
we do
Lord.
Has,
yes, Lord.
Comes from you, hallelujah, and how
yes.
we act, hallelujah, comes from
hallelujah.
You, hallelujah, in the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus. Help them to
yes,
realize and to
Jesus.
Know, hallelujah, that you are our leader, hallelujah,
yes,
that we
Lord.
Follow you, God, hallelujah,
yes,
that
Jesus.
We are mindful
we thank you,
to do the right things, hallelujah. That because
yes,
we
Lord.
Desire to please you in everything
yes, Lord,
that
God.
We're called
yes.
to do. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
In the
Jesus
name of
Jesus.
Name.
Oh, God, we thank
hallelujah.
You. We thank you tonight
thank you,
for the
hallelujah.
Changes
thank
that you're going to
you.
Make in your
thank
leaders
you,
all across
yes,
the world.
Across the world. Yes.
Thank you in Jesus' holy and righteous name.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Ooh, away.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Most gracious
hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, I first and foremost come before your throne of grace just thanking you. I thank you for every prayer that has gone forth,
mm-hmm.
Father God, because
yes.
I know those prayers were heard, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I thank you in advance
hallelujah.
For answered prayers, oh God. Hallelujah. I praise you,
hallelujah.
Father God, that we went are going into a pandemic, and hallelujah, you continue to elevate us, Lord. You continue to move
yes.
us from glory
yes,
to glory. So, Father God, I just pray
mm-hmm.
right now in the name of Jesus
mm-hmm.
that every servant leader, every listener,
mm-hmm.
every child of
mm-hmm.
God, every lost
Jesus.
Soul would come to know your word in a more
yes.
loving and
yes,
meaningful
Lord.
Way, Lord. Let
mm-hmm.
us be on full of your word. Hallelujah.
Oh,
let
yeah.
us be full, hallelujah, of your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I pray for
yes,
more of you
Lord.
To be within us.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God.
I pray, Lord God,
mm-hmm.
that you would be illuminated through your people, Lord, in
yes.
a way that the
yes.
lost will come
yes.
running to be saved. Hallelujah.
Oh.
They will want what we have, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
I just
yes.
pray right now in the name of Jesus that
mm-hmm.
we that love the Lord would lay down every schism, Father God. We would
yes.
lay down everything,
yes.
Father God, that would
oh,
hurt
God.
Or harm reaching people for your
yes.
kingdom.
Yes. We'll do it.
Lord God, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for keeping
mm-hmm.
us. I want to thank you for loving
mm-hmm.
us so much that you dispense
mm-hmm.
that grace that is ever so
mm-hmm.
sufficient from day to day. We thank you for the grace and mercy that chases us down and overtakes
yes.
us every day. And we're praying
yes.
right now
yes.
that we will become even bolder prayer warriors,
thank
Lord
you.
God.
We
that we
yes.
will pray
yes.
effectively, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That we will
mm-hmm.
pray according to your word, because we know that
mm-hmm.
when we pray according to your word does
mm-hmm.
not come back void. You
Lord,
said, Father
yes.
God, that you are not
it's
a
not
man that you should
mm-hmm.
lie, nor should you
yes.
repent. And Father
yes.
God, everything that you said you would do,
mm-hmm.
you have done it, and you continue to do it. So we are going to
yes,
trust
Lord.
You more in 2021
mm-hmm.
to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
We have faith in you to do the impossible,
yes,
Father
yes.
God. We have faith
Lord.
In you
mm-hmm.
to reach the unlovable,
mm-hmm.
Father God. We
we have
yes.
faith in you that we will reach the
yes,
unlovable
Lord.
And the untouchable.
Yes.
We depend
yes.
on you, Father God, to help
yes.
us touch those
yes.
who are hurting. We depend on you,
yes.
Father God, to give us
yes.
the words to say. We depend on
yes.
you, Father
yes.
God, hallelujah, to lead
yes.
us in each and every step of the way. Our steps are
yes.
ordered by you, O
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to praise
yes.
you all the way, Father God.
Yes,
we're going to thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Time out,
Hallelujah.
Father God, for playing church. We want the
yes.
world to know that you live and you live in us and you're
Ooh,
coming back,
hallelujah.
Jesus. And you're coming
yes.
back for a church without spot or blemish, Father God.
Yes.
And Lord,
right.
we want as many people's name to be in that book of life as we
yes.
possibly
yes.
can get in there.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh.
Father God, we are not striving for fame. We are striving for the kingdom. Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
We are not looking
yes,
for
Lord.
Reputations, but we
right.
want the world to know about a God that loved us so much that he gave his
yes.
only begotten son.
That's
so
right.
whosoever believeth on him should mm-hmm. not perish, but have everlasting
mm-hmm.
life.
That's right.
Lord, we pray for your transformational Holy Ghost power to fall fresh
yes.
on your people. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I pray in the name of Jesus that people will really get to know your word so they will know who we are in you.
Yes.
And
yes,
Father
Lord.
God, teach us huh, to walk in the victory that we already have. Help
yes.
us to understand that
yes.
we fight from a place of victory. We are not fighting for the victory. Because
Hallelujah.
God, in you, we have the victory. Always.
Yes. Yes.
So, Father,
yes.
I'm just praying for more souls to come into your kingdom.
Glory
I'm praying
Lord.
For more servant leaders
Glory.
To love one another and equip one another.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and edify one another. And remember
yes.
that servant
yes.
leaders are just servants saved by grace. We're just common sense.
Jesus.
So, Lord,
yes.
help us be mindful and prayerful for our servant leaders. Servant,
yes.
help the servant leaders to be mindful and prayerful of their flock.
Yes.
And, Lord, no matter what happens to the church, I praise you that people are beginning to realize that it's not about the building, but it's about
mm-hmm.
the people.
Yes.
Lord, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for blessing us through this pandemic by making
oh,
us
yes.
reach out and get creative in the way we
yes.
socialize.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord.
Families have to now sit together at the table and eat, Father God. Families have to be together in the same house, Father God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have to come together.
Mm-hmm.
We have to come together, Lord God. So I pray that
yes.
as we go through, we continue to go through this pandemic, I pray that the people will see you moving throughout the process.
Yes.
Because if they haven't, hallelujah, because as other people are being shut down, God, your people are being elevated up. Your people
yes.
are being prospered. Your people
yes.
are being blessed.
Oh, yes.
And we want the world to know about it. We want the world
yes,
to know about
do.
You, God. That you're
oh,
the same
God.
Yesterday, today, and forevermore. And
yes.
you're a promise keeper. You're a
oh,
promise
yes.
keeper during the pandemic. You're a the promise keeper during the flood. You're the promise keeper
yes.
during the hurricane. You're just the promise keeper.
Amen.
And we want to thank you.
Yes.
And we
thank
want to
you,
praise
Lord.
Your holy name, not just for what you do, but for who you are.
Yes,
we want
Lord.
To thank you for
yes.
being our
yes.
protector. We want to
oh,
thank
yes.
you, Father God, for being our buckler and our shield. We want to thank you, Father God, that we know for ourselves if you are for us, nothing
yes,
or anyone can
yes.
be against us. Not because
oh,
we declare, but because you have declared.
Yes.
So, Lord God, I just want to thank you for everything.
Yes,
continue to bless
yes.
these mighty servants of God, Lord.
Amen.
I pray that you would just bless them, pressed down, shaking together until running
yes.
over, Lord God. I want to thank you for their loving hearts and their loving spirits, Father God. I want to thank you that they allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in their lives, Lord God. I thank you that they are epistles that read as a love story to you, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that you have allowed me to be a servant leader. Hallelujah. And you have given me people to walk with that love you and respect you and respect who you are and what you do with other people. And, Lord, I pray that you would help me this year to continue to serve these servant leaders in excellence so that they may bless your holy name, so that they may lift you up, so that all men can be drawn unto you. Lord, help me, hallelujah, to continue to be the servant leader that you would have me to be. And I thank you. I thank you for helping me to understand and know that I'm called to a work and not a title. I praise you, Lord, that you've helped me to understand that the power is not in the one person, but the one body. And I thank you for your many members, God. And I thank you that you have made us one body in you, Lord, so that we can have the power to march on together in your holy and righteous name. I just want to say thank you, Lord, and amen. Saints of God, I would like to close the program tonight in memoriam. We know all too well that we have many, many, many people, many of our brothers and sisters have fallen due to police violence. So on tonight, we're just going to take a moment and we're going to honor the families of these fallen brothers and sisters, beginning with our latest victim, Brother Andre Maurice Hill. He was born May 23rd, 1973. He died December 22nd of a gunshot wound from a Columbus police officer. We honor the family of Casey Christopher Goodson Jr. He died December the 4th, 2020. He was shot by an officer of the Franklin County Sheriff's Department. We honor the family of Angelo A.J. Crooms. He died November 13th, 2020. He was killed by a Brevard County Sheriff's deputy. We honor the family of Sincere Pierce. She was shot and killed on November 13th, 2020. We honor the family of Marcellus Danette, who was killed on October 20th, 2020. We honor the family of Jonathan Dwayne Price, who was killed on October 3rd, 2020, by a Wolf City police officer. We honor the family of Dijon Derod Kizzy. He died August 31st, 2020, at the hands of a Los Angeles County police officer. We honor the family of Rashard Brooks. He died June 12th, 2020, at the hands of an Atlanta State police officer. We honor the family of Carlos Carson. He died June 6th, and he was pepper sprayed and shot in the head by an armed security guard in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We honor the families of David McAtee. He died June the 1st, 2020. We honor Tony, the family of Tony the Tiger McDade. He died May 27 at the hands of a Tallahassee police officer. We honor the family of George Perry Floyd, who died May 25, 2020 of asphyxiation. We honor the family of Dress John Sean Reeve, who died May 6, 2020. We honor the family of Michael Brent Charles Ramos, who died April the 24th at the hands of an Austin police detective on April 24th, 2020. We honor the family of Daniel T. Prude, who died March the 30th of asphyxiation at the hands of a Rochester police officer. We honor the family of Breonna Taylor, who died March 13th, 2020. We honor the family of Manuel Manny Elijah Ellis, who died March the 3rd in Tacoma. We honor the family of William Howard Green, who died January the 27th, 2020, at the hands of a Prince George's County police officer, and the family of John Elliott Neville, who died December 2nd, 2020. So, saints of God, we are marching on into a new year. We are marching on into a new year prayerfully, and we are marching boldly, because the Father God says that if He be for us, nobody can be against us. He told us that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. That means more than we win. That means we overcome, we conquer, and we hold it down. Okay, that's what more than conqueror means.
Amen.
So we are blessed. We have been ordained with it. We have been ordained and for destiny, for greatness. God Himself has ordained us for greatness.
Amen.
And as a servant leader here at the Spirit Alive Network, when I hear my family, and I, as I have said many times, I walk with these people. I know them. I see greatness. I hear greatness. God is doing great things in this ministry through the people of this ministry, and He's going to continue to do great things through the people of this ministry. I just praise God for that, because all of them have a servant's heart. All of them want the people of God to be discipled. They want them to, we want you to overcome, and we truly want you to be transformed.
Yes, Lord.
And we want you to find your rightful place in the body of Christ. Don't let anybody else tell you, well, I think you should do this, or you would look good as an usher. Maybe, you know, no. Let God do the work, and you go along for the ride.
Thank you.
You see, all you have to do is go along for the ride. We as Christians make things way too hard. You know, we pray and we start moving. Why? We just talk to the Father. Why are we moving? You know, we pray and then we don't believe. Why are we praying if we don't really believe?
Amen.
You know, we too many of us pray with that wait and see attitude. But we got to march into 2020 saying, I believe my God.
Amen.
I believe His report. I believe every word that He has said in that Holy Bible. And my purpose is to share that good news, to go ye therefore into all the world, making disciples of men, teaching them everything that Jesus has taught me in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
We here at Sister to Sister, we're going to continue to lift up each and every one of our listeners, each and every one of you that come into the chat rooms. Trust me, we are praying for you.
Yes.
We are praying for your families. We are praying for breakthroughs. We are praying for revelations. We are praying for strongholds to be brought down.
Amen.
We are praying that you realize, you stop and realize what a gift you can be to the kingdom.
Yes.
If you would only submit yourself to He who created you. Stop fighting with the Lord. And look at you, so you can turn around and see your real enemy.
Amen.
In 2021, we're going to walk with clarity. We're going to walk with boldness. And we're going to walk in authority. And you say, well, Bishop Cook, that sounds kind of... No, I didn't say that. God said that. He gives us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That comes from Him, according to His Holy Spirit. So we can walk boldly, confidently into a new year, knowing that we are going to carry out the plans that God has given us with love, with graciousness, with compassion. we're going to be the difference. We're going to be
Amen.
The saints that God has called us to be. We're going to be transparent. Well, none of us ever arrived.
Right.
We just want you to know we're all walking this out together. You might have just got saved yesterday, and you can bless a lot of us. And you can bless somebody that's been in ministry for 40 years.
Right.
Because if God wants you to, he can use you any kind of way he wants to. There are some people,
Amen.
That all they do, they're just ministers to ministers. All they do is sit around and talk to pastors all day. They just talk to pastors. They're the kind of pastor the other pastors just call and just talk to. You know, I spend a lot of time talking to pastors, and I love it.
Amen.
You know? Because they need to be edified, they need to be lifted up, they need to be encouraged, and a lot of people forget that. So, you know, do not forget about praying for our sick and shut in. Please do not forget about praying for our servant leaders. Don't forget to pray about our elderly. Keep our men lifted up and support our men, okay?
Yeah.
We got to see, saints of God, come on, sisters, I got to hear this is sister to sister now. Sister to sister. Let me give you a little tip. We've got to let men be the men that God is creating them to be.
Yes.
And keep our opinions to ourselves. That's what we have to do.
Yes.
Let God do the work.
Amen.
And you just pray and support. See?
Amen.
That's what
Amen.
You got to do in 2021 for our brothers. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We've got to lift up people who are just the new converts and give them some foundation. We've got to make sure that they're getting the real deal. Not the watered down version, not the agenda driven version, you know, not the pastor's version. We got to make sure that they get the Jesus version, okay?
Yeah.
So, saints of God, we just want to thank you for listening. We just wanted you to have as you go into the new year, we just pray that you will be blessed with all power from on high to walk in victory, hallelujah, to recognize who you are in Christ Jesus,
yes.
to know you have a closer relationship with him.
Yes, yes.
So we just praise God for this time. Excuse me, saints. We just praise God for this time, and we just want you to go into the new year feeling, be knowing that you're blessed, and expect greater
Amen.
Because greater is coming.
Amen.
This has been Bishop Shalene Cook and my dear sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott. On behalf of us, Pastor Jeffrey Scott, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Apostle and Prophetess Holloway, Mother Mattie, Mother Givens, our sister Charlotte, we want to wish you a very blessed and prosperous new year. Continue to acknowledge God in all that you do. And from our household to yours, be ye transformed. Good night. God bless and Happy New Year.
God bless you and we love you.
Love you. Amen. God bless. God bless.
Love you. Love you too. Happy New Year.